Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to start in Wiggy's old neck of the woods. There was a shooting outside of the Wingstop in Brockton yesterday. Police were called to the area of Belmont Street, where two people were reportedly fighting. When they arrived, they were redirected to the Wingstop parking lot on Torrey Street, where a 33-year-old man had been shot. He was taken to the hospital, where he's being treated.
Were they fighting over wings? Or
well, it seemed to have happened a bit away from the Wingstop and moved towards the Wingstop.
Okay.
Here's one witness on WCVB.
Now I saw like a man down, he was holding his chest, and two Wingstop employees, I'm pretty sure they were employees, they were outside, they were trying to help him.
Mm. So scary.
They do got good wings over there. They got some good lemon pepper wings over at Wingstop.
Yeah,
they got a wide variety of different flavors. Yeah. Okay.
A father and his 10-year-old daughter were fishing on Lake Shirley in Lunenburg when they called 911 because a stranger was throwing rocks at them and yelling racial slurs. That stranger has been identified by police as David McPartlin, who is now facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon and assault to intimidate. Lunenburg. I did it right this time.
Yeah, you did.
Lunenburg.
Yeah,
yep. Uh-huh. Here's the dad, Sharon Brown, on BZ.
His mannerism is just more aggressive. I don't know what he's going to do. He already threw the rock, you know, so I'm recording him. I said, you know what? I'm going to call the police. If anything, I'm showing my daughter, you stand up to bullies. You don't let somebody harass you. And racism, there's no place for that in the world.
Yeah, I saw that video. It was wild.
Wild.
Really? What a jackass.
Only because like, he was like, oh, they're getting close to my property of fishing. And the guy was like, we were like 60 feet away. But
okay. Like, just ask them that. Like, first of all, you don't own the ocean or the lake or whatever.
Not people are.
Well, that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's like the people who don't allow somebody to cross their property to get to the beach or something. Like,
yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not bothering you.
No. Just be kind.
I give that dad a lot of credit because he has a lot more calm than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have drove that boat right up the side of that thing. And
I had a couple one time right outside the shack in Maine having sex on the beach.
Yeah, but
I didn't say anything about it.
That's beach property.
They told me.
They
said it on this show. That
we are beach sexers.
They said they soiled my beach. Remember that? Was that last year or the year before?
You know, hey, the beach is in the public property?
When was that?
I don't know when that was.
2 years ago.
I can't tell you.
Yeah. I can't wait to get up. I cannot wait to get up there. To my adopted home continent on Thursday. I can't wait to get to Maine.
Same.
And we should share those people that were doing that. They should be publicly humiliated for what they said. Like, there should be real life.
Their name's out there.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And Thursday looks like a beautiful day.
Awesome. Beach day.
So you should get up early and take advantage of the Ocean Park beach.
I'm going. As long as there are chairs for me to... Okay.
I told you. Jen Hill has everything up there. Okay. Everything you could need.
Okay.
And some things you don't even need.
So. I might take a dip in the ocean. I know Maine has chillier seas,
but... Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So Thursday night, cowbell at Rock Row in Westbrook. We'll watch game one of the NBA Finals with you. And then Friday morning at the Brunswick. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Beach Cornhole Tournament. And we are crossing our fingers for good weather for that at the Brunswick on Saturday. A special live Ken and Curtis show at the Brunswick on Saturday. All right, what's next, Courtney?
59-year-old actor Jonathan Joss was killed by his neighbor in San Antonio on Sunday. So you may know him from Parks and Rec. According to police, authorities were dispatched to a shooting in progress around 7 p.m. where they found Joss lying near the roadway. Now, Joss's husband has said that this was a homophobic hate crime. His husband, Tristan Kern de Gonzalez, said the man started yelling violent homophobic slurs, then opened fire when they were visiting their former home, which was destroyed by a fire in January. So they weren't even living there. They were just visiting.
It was like an ongoing dispute that they had, the two neighbors or something.
Yeah.
Awful.
That terrible.
Nuts. And the guy was also on King of the Hill. I don't know who he was when I saw this story yesterday.
When you see a photo of him, I recognize him from Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This story is terrible, and there's video to go along with it that is disturbing. You don't see anything, but just a warning. A 19-year-old Tiana Radonic was parasailing in Montenegro when she seemed to have a panic attack mid-flight. Video shows that Tiana unbuckled herself from her safety harness and plunged 160 feet to her death.
What?
Yeah, some witnesses claim that they heard her yelling, "Put me down."
Oh my God, the poor thing.
Yeah. The parasailing company approached her on the beach for a free sail, and they say that she didn't seem to have a fear of flying. She went through all of the motions before.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did she think she was going to survive?
I think. I mean, because she was over water.
Right.
She's so high up. Oh, my God, that's awful.
That is crazy.
Really?
And she heard saying, "Put me down." She must have thought she could survive that thing.
Definitely.
Wow.
If you have panic attacks, or maybe you don't even know that you're prone to them, but you could just have one like that. And that's awful.
Yeah.
My God.
It's terrible. Authorities are still investigating this, but really a terrible story.
Wow.
Yeah. We go to Florida for the next one.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
I'm going to refer to this man as Big Boned. I'm not going to say anything mean. Eugene Strickland is his name, and he's suing Blizzards Bay Beach Water Park in Orlando after allegedly he became momentarily airborne on one of their water slides. So he was on the Mitch has a photo of it. It's one of those slides that goes and has like two bumps.
All right.
And unfortunately, because of his size, he became airborne. It's not nice.
God.
He landed with force onto the hard plastic surface of the slide after losing control of the inner tube he was riding in. He weighed 334 pounds at the time. 334.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
The weight limit for this ride was 300 pounds.
Oh, that's on him.
Yeah.
Well, it's unclear whether or not he was told that there was a weight limit.
I'm sure they do a check. They tell you you can't be over 300.
I don't think they do a check. I'm sure there are signs.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it would be very hard for these teenagers working the park to pull people aside and say, "Are you over 300 pounds?"
Because somebody's going to sue like crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they should know, because you know what it looks like? You remember when the carnivals used to come to town and there was that one ride where you get in like the bag, the little baggy thing, and you'd go down?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
But you already know, like, anytime you're going downhill with bumps, there's a chance, no matter how much you weigh, you're going to get airborne. Because depending on how fast you go, depending on how heavy. So isn't it like your wrist, what do they say, if you're getting on the ride, you know the risk that can come with it?
Yeah. But still, I mean, it's buyer beware. Like, I mean, if you're lying about your weight, then you know that it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, they're investigating this. He's suing for $50,000, and this comes just in the last couple of months. Back in April, a woman is suing the same park, Blizzards Beach, for their typhoon water thing where the like waves come.
Ooh, Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, Typhoon Lagoon. And apparently a mega wave slammed her, and she has scarring. She's suing them for like $2 million.
Oh, wow. Mm.
God,
that's why they should just have fat people pox.
Amen.
For us bigger people that... It, you know,
yeah, they do. It's called the couch.
Right. No. I was. It's like I was.
You swim in. It's Blizzard Beach, but you're swimming in the actual blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Oh, blizzards are so good.
They are delicious.
Like, oh, have you never had one?
Yeah, I've had one.
I think they are the best treat around.
Really?
The blizzards?
Yeah, the blizzard.
Okay. Go to Sonic. They got some good ones.
I've never been, but I should
Sonic's
try that.
Got some. There is nothing for us big bone people. Airplanes, Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Water parks, like they should have just things designated to large people where, you know, maybe the size of the thing is
right.
bigger.
Mm.
They should do something for
you. May I offer a platform, Greg?
Yes.
So it's about annual that I make this announcement, but we're finally sort of into summer. Last night, Castle Island, 10 out of 10.
Wiggy said the ballpark last night was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful
perfect night. We have our problems, but a beautiful night in Boston, I'll take it over anywhere in the world. Spectacular.
How packed was Sully's, though?
Packed. But here's my issue, Courtney. The entire city is a giant bike lane. All I ask for is the 2.2-mile loop of Castle Island to have no bikes.
Yeah.
You literally have everywhere else. Get off my area. Go bike anywhere in the city of Boston. Boylston Street is basically a giant bike lane. Do not bike. And there are signs everywhere. And there is no bigger stickler for rules than the biking crazies. There are signs all over Castle Island.
Curtis,
no biking.
Actually, Santo and I were talking about this, our last Castle Island walk. We believe that the signs may have been taken down.
Probably by the bike crazies.
But I do not believe that they have no biking anymore on Castle Island.
Really?
Like the signs are, we couldn't find a sign last time.
Mm-hmm. So they just bike on the regular walk path or something like that?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
It is so annoying.
Yeah.
Go on a street. We have the entire city is designed for your little frivolity. Allow us to have... And it's not safe for all the dogs. These bikers go crazy through.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll get to the rest of the news coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hold on a second. In the Twitch chat, a question about the blizzards came up at DQ. And somebody wants to confirm that you're saying Sonic is better than the blizzards. And is it better than the McFlurry as well?
I think so, because they have a million flavors at Sonic. Mm. And like you said, it's all mixed into one, whether it's cookie dough, whether it's, I think they have like a strawberry cheesecake one.
Really?
So, yeah, Sonic has a ton of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to give that a try.
Where's the closest Sonic, though? Route 1?
There's one on Route 1, yeah.
Peabody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to go to Peabody.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped the first of their home series with the Angels. Final score 7-6. Richard Fitz only lasted an inning. He allowed 6 runs, giving up 3 homers. We can hear from Fitz from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I feel terrible about it. Put us in a terrible spot. Not just for this game, but for days to come with our bullpen, too. So nobody hates this more than I do. Last outing, I felt great. This outing, I felt great physically. Just wasn't able to execute. I think it just comes down to not being able to get the job done today. No.
What's your blizzard order, Courtney?
Oh, see, so I just got one when we were in Maine. We did Oreo and Reese's.
Oh, great.
So
you ever
good.
Tried the Butterfinger one?
No.
Very good.
You know what I like about it is they don't blend it too much. Some places, when you get a blended Froyo dish, it's like you don't even really taste the Reese's. I want like a chunk of Reese's.
Yeah,
I don't want little bits.
There is a DQ right downtown Old Orchard Beach.
Ooh.
Where we can go on Thursday or on Friday.
Oh, I love that. Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. They've got another one with the Angels tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Steph Diggs was present at practice yesterday. He looked fast. He looked like that ACL is healing nicely. There was some bad news for Jelani Tavai, who went down during practice for an extended period of time before being helped off the field by Jabril Peppers, putting limited pressure on his right leg. Today's practice number 8, is closed to media, so don't expect any videos today. And buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. With symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road, SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shime, maybe we'll get that one tonight.
Oh, Shime, I hope.
Shime and I are concert buddies tonight.
Ooh.
We're going to see OAR.
All right.
As a part of, is there a more appropriate event for Shime and I to be going to tonight than something called Whale Jam? which is
very apropos.
Which is a benefit and happening in MGM. And I may need, I think they go on at 9, so I may need to take advantage of a 7 a.m. arrival tomorrow morning, which I have yet to do.
Take advantage of it.
In this year.
MGM is such a great location to see a concert.
It is.
Especially if you're on that second level where you can utilize the little like bar that they have back there.
So good.
It's a great place to see a show, and should be a good one tonight. I think there are still some tickets available if you want to go, and it is it's all about helping the whales.
Are you guys going to enjoy a dinner beforehand maybe? Or?
I have a meeting. I have a board meeting beforehand, so I will not be able to take it. But this really counts. As far as I'm concerned, it counts as far as paying off the dinner that I owe Shine. Taking care of,
I do love OAR.
He and Lauren.
If you were John Henry and you spent all this money for this team, wouldn't you have Dick Fitz be working the MGM on off nights?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Like, you know, why don't you go take tickets tonight there, Dick?
I absolutely would.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of, I know we have news to get back to, but speaking of the Red Sox, quick text message during the break, 781 text, which reads, listening late on the Odyssey app. Thank you for doing that. You can listen to the show every day and the station every day on the Odyssey app if you can't listen on the radio. What is Curtis's problem? Well, how long do you have?
talk to Dr. Flores.
The Woo Sox are simply trying to be funny on social media. It has nothing to do with what Roman Anthony is like as a person. I don't think Curtis was knocking Roman Anthony. I'll let him speak for himself, but he was suggesting that the video that they gleefully posted of Roman Anthony being carted out of the building and hidden from the fans is a bad look.
And I received I received a message after we talked about it the first time from a great listener who said my 14-year-old was waiting for him in April and he never came out. They said he was working out. My son has followed him since Portland and thinks he's awesome. It's really sad. So this isn't the first time that he's left fans waiting either.
See, that's what I would ask, because I saw the video and I was like, all right, they had the Mission Impossible music bed to it. I was like, all right, this is
just to recap Curtis's lead. They put this video up. I think they're on the road. You can see it now if you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube. And they say, oh, Roman Anthony is so popular, we got to hide him in the laundry cart so that the fans don't interact with him. It's like, what are you doing?
In
like,
a Yankees laundry cart, too. Is, bizarre.
Well, yeah, because they're on the road. But but it's like, what? Like,
so if you want to have fun, and I, you know, Greg, I love fun.
Yeah.
I ooze it. So you go out with the laundry cart, and then in front of the fans, boom, Roman Anthony appears.
Yeah.
I'll sign a couple autographs. This is tone deaf. It's not funny. What's the funny part? I mean,
the funny part is that you fooled some of your paying customers.
Right.
Right. Like, ooh, joke's on you, 12-year-old.
Yeah, like, and Curtis, myself, Greg, I don't know how Wiggy feels about it. Like, we're not the only ones who feel this way. Bleacher Report just posted the video. The responses are atrocious. Yeah. The Woo Sox mentions on X right now are awful. Like, people just think it's a bad look when you're making millions of dollars to leave 10 fans who are just waiting for your autograph.
Well, he's not making millions of dollars, but
when you are going to be making millions of dollars, these are the fans that are paying your salary.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, okay, but then you said he didn't go back out there, and then you said that he's kind of dipped out on fans before. You know, I look at it where if he maybe goes back out, because it's not a ton of fans, and if you sign a
There's like 14 people out there. It would have taken him 10 minutes.
Yeah, and his signing bonus was $2.5
million.
So not a lot of money, but he's got cash.
Millions of dollars.
And he's going to be.
You know, it's like, don't fight me on every little thing.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you, he's not making millions of dollars yet. He will someday, but yes.
No, but he did. His signing bonus was $2 million.
Okay, all right, all right. So he's making millions or he made $2 million?
Like, so I guess the question is,
I just don't think it's Roman Anthony. I'll have that debate with you.
I have no idea. There was somebody who reached out. He clearly knew that they were going to do this. I think it's a bad look for such a young player to bail out on 10 fans waiting for his autograph. You're not David Ortiz. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, but Courtney, if a Red Sox social media person or Woo Sox social media person comes up to him and is like, hey, we're going to do this. It's a great idea. It'll be a great video. He just probably goes, okay. Yeah. And like hops in the little thing.
No, in baseball, it's different. Players are their own entities. I think that you're right. If that's football, hockey, like this would have been funny if instead of it being the paying customers, it was the media. So Roman Anthony's tired about being asked about coming up to Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you have the local reporters saying, Roman, when are you going? And you put him in the laundry cart. He gets by them. Everybody has a laugh.
I can see what you're saying. And then Mission Impossible just came out.
Exactly.
It's a big hit.
The original caption said, like, Roman's version. It was a play on, like, how Taylor Swift was getting around in her in a cart, like a cleaning cart for her concerts. It just, to me, if he gets through and at this point, don't get on the bus, go back and sign the autographs. That's all.
Like, and it's just, if your intention, my guess is, the Woo Sox who created this, the social media person, like, you thought this would get a lot of laughs and a lot of positive reaction. They just misread the room entirely.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't know, like, I guess, how do you feel about athletes who, like, don't sign autographs or come out and, you know, in these situations and don't sign autographs? Or, I mean, is that a big...
Well, half the time you're signing for some 40-year-old dude who's going to sell it immediately. So
was 99% of that line.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one kid.
We hung out. My sons and I hung out after the Mets game. And Juan Soto just came out and got on the bus. Didn't sign no autograph.
They wanted to get an autograph.
I mean, of course, it's Juan Soto.
Or just wanted to see him.
Like, take a picture, get an autograph. Yeah. Or whatever.
He actually wanted a loan.
What's that?
Did he wave? Like, what did he do?
He just kind of came out and just got on the bus, and, you know, and that was it. And there were Mets fans there, and there were other players.
Right. When I leave the Saturday show, there's often Sox players are coming in. And like,
I thought you were going to say there's people waiting to get your autograph.
No, God, no. No, I walked past and there was like Tanner Houck trying to get from the parking lot to the clubhouse. And these two middle-aged guys asked for autograph. He said no, and I fully support that. You don't sign for dudes.
But like, you look, 2012 lakh, try getting an autograph from LeBron, McDavid, Mahomes. I think that's a bit different than Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
Juan Soto.
What about Juan Soto?
Juan Soto.
We should get you a Juan Soto autograph.
No, I mean, it was for my boys. Like, they probably just wanted to take a picture. We had they had a baseball. Maybe he signs it. If not, I mean, it's, you know, it's the $765 million man. But he just came out and didn't sign no autographs, and a lot of players. I get the whole, excuse me, the video and kind of having the play on the Mission Impossible. Maybe I go and then go back out and sign a few autographs because there wasn't a huge crowd there.
Of course.
The victim of the bit shouldn't be your paying customer. That's
correct.
Just sort of how you should operate. And I'm not saying this is like the worst decision ever made.
Yeah.
It just is cringy.
How did you feel about Theo in the gorilla suit?
Emergency top five most cringeworthy Boston moments. That was weak sauce. That was maybe his low moment in an otherwise stellar career. I also thought it was kind of cheesy when Mirabelli got the state police escort to catch Wakefield.
Oh, you did? I like that.
Well, I mean, is that really the best use of our police officers' time?
Yeah. They need it, though, at that point
in time.
True. You need a police escort.
Yeah.
This is Brett from New York. What's up, Brett?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, good. I went to a game last month, and we were right by the home plate dugout, our home dugout. And all the other players at the end of the game funneled out, and Roman Anthony waited in the dugout, waited for kids to come up, and he was the only one that signed for any. Luckily, my son's one that got the autograph. So,
okay, we lost you for a minute. He was the only one who signed out of everybody there?
Yeah, everyone else funneled out, and he waited almost maybe a minute, and, you know, he's the only one that signed.
Yeah, see, if he's never done this before, if he's like, if people are like, hey, Roman Anthony has signed a bunch of autographs after games up in at Worcester. Like, all right, they're just having a little joke and fun with it for whatever way. I don't really find it an issue because we would know if Roman Anthony was.
It's just a really bad social media.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But like, it was a bad call for him to go along with it. Like, he also, just because a social media person told you to do something, I don't think that you necessarily have to do it.
If you're sold on the idea, it's like, oh, haha, it's supposed to be funny, and then.
Right.
Like, I don't think this is him coming off as a douche. I think it's just a dumb social media. It's a social media person trying to get clicks and being stupid.
But if you're going to do the joke, you have to have more than three people asking for the autograph.
But that's half of the reason why it's funny, Curtis. That's what they were trying to go for.
That's very nice to give them that out. That is not why they did it, because there was only five people waiting. Come on.
But they're also in New York. They're also on the road. This isn't at Worcester.
But they did it for a reason. You said it was because this is what Taylor Swift did.
That's what Taylor Swift did, I mean, last summer.
So, like, there has to be a play on this video. I thought it was because of the Mission Impossible music. I thought it was Mission Impossible just came out, and this is why they did it.
Taylor Swift did this once, right?
Taylor Swift used to do this to get into her concerts every time. She would come in a cleaning bin.
Is that douchey in your mind?
No, it was to get her from backstage to the stage so that people didn't see her outfits when she came out.
Oh, so she could surprise them on stage, to avoid
her
fans.
No.
Yes.
But when she left, she always, you know, walked out. But to me, this is like Roman Anthony's being talked about over and over again. Everybody wants him at Fenway. They're capitalizing on him being the star right now. At 22 years old, I don't think that you should be avoiding any type of fan that's going to come up to you. That's all. Like, they missed the mark here.
Although
I did this one time with Sydney Sweeney trying to get some of that bathwater soap that she just released, but she didn't give me any.
No, I do want this, though. If we could get a laundry cart when I have to go pee at a road show, because it's a little bumpy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we should take a break, but we'll get to the rest of the news.
Okay.
We have more of that left coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at W.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BEI. You can text this show anytime on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 617-779-7937. And this text reads, are you guys serious about the Roman Anthony thing? Are you trying to bring back cancel culture? You guys are the ones missing the mark, boomers.
You guys, because I don't have an issue with it.
And I'm not a boomer. But if you go look at the most people don't love it. And this isn't cancel Roman Anthony. It's do better if you're the social media person or if you're thinking about what's going to land with your audience, with your fan base. If you're a fan of the Woo Sox right now or if you're a fan of the Red Sox and you want Roman Anthony to come up, you want to see this? This is the content you want? Like, give me a break.
Who wants to cancel him?
Right.
Who has said that once?
No, nobody.
Great text otherwise.
Well, I think people instantly take
How many times a day do you think about Roman Anthony? Is it the same as the Roman Empire?
If Roman Anthony was built in a day, I'd hire their contractor.
Then that's a lot. Then that is a real lot. But it's the same thing kind of with the whole Steph Diggs situation. It's like all it takes is one person to say he's a douche for doing this. And now everybody thinks like, oh, this guy's a dink for going past his fans and not signing autographs. That's what it says. When I was listening, that's what I heard.
And this is coming from a guy who was given the key to the city.
Right.
In Newport, Rhode Island. Right.
But I sign every autograph.
Right.
But
what'd you do with that thing?
I have it on my mantle for when I go back down to Newport to see if I can get in City Hall.
Yep.
Christen City Hall.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Late night.
Put it on the bucket list.
Late night.
Don't they have like a chamber or something?
Yeah.
Like
that?
I need a bucket list.
Yeah. That would be a big one.
It's like the insurrection. What are you going to do it on Nancy Pelosi's desk?
Oh,
like,
that was great.
You should do it on the Intrepid.
On the what?
On the Intrepid.
Oh, okay.
Well, that is.
No, that thing leans sideways. That probably feel like it'd be a little
extra motion in the ocean there.
Yeah, that thing sits up sideways.
Sex. All right, anyway.
No, but it's a bad look. People are making it seem like by Roman Anthony.
All right, let's get back. We have news left.
Yes.
Correct? All right.
Yeah. An irrational fear as a 59-year-old businessman, Bernard Kebble, was staying at a luxury lodge in Namibia, Africa, with his wife and friends, and he was unfortunately killed by a lion. Oh. So he stepped out of his camp to use the restroom when the lion attacked him.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
What, do they stay in tents or something?
Yeah. It's like a little campground, but a luxury one, a glamp, if you will.
Okay.
Others who woke up were able to scare off the lion, but Kebble was already dead.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't get the mindset of those people who want to go on safaris, who want to go in the jungle, who think it's cool to, you know, take pictures of lions and grizzly bears.
I thought you wanted to go on a safari.
Hell no. I did not want to be on those things. Didn't an elephant knock over a Jeep or something and then end up crushing a lady?
Yeah.
I think that's one of those cases, Wiggs. Women and men, like my mom always wanted to go on one, like Jess wants to go on. I have no interest.
I don't get
zero.
It. You want to see a lion and be safe? Go to the zoo.
Right. If I need 15 shots in a 12-hour flight, no thank you.
Mm-mm. I do not want a chance.
It's not for people who like camping. To me, it's not a vacation. There's way too much effort involved. Like, you have to make your own food.
Right. You have to take shots beforehand.
You don't have a you don't have a shower.
Right.
You don't have a concierge that gets your car in the morning.
Correct.
Unless it's a cabin Airbnb.
People love it, though. There are people who love to go camping.
Yeah, no, I don't get it.
No, thanks.
Just for clarification's sake, it's Namibia, not Namibia.
Oh, no.
Okay,
Namibia.
What did I say? Namibia?
You said Namibia. It's Namibia.
Oh.
Okay.
Classic.
Okay, just wanted to let you know.
No, I appreciate that.
Like, it was just a typo.
I do think I'm dyslexic sometimes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, no, you just had it typed wrong in the news doc. That's why, I think.
Oh.
Well, that means
you probably would have read it right if it was typed right. You were fine.
Dyslexic, wouldn't that be the words go backwards or something like that?
Yeah, sometimes I mix letters.
You should get everybody together and have a rally and hold a sign up that says, "Dyslexics, untie." Sorry.
Unite.
She didn't get that one.
No. All right.
She didn't get that. All right.
Did you?
Should we explain it?
Do you still know why?
Do you get the... It's a dad joke.
Unite? I
mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We're cooking.
Courtney's the best.
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing at first. Right. Like,
what else?
We have the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday. We have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
I have a new moonshot that's slightly related to this. Roadshow in Italy.
Okay.
All right, just throwing it out there.
I'm down.
Courtney says I need to manifest, so I'm manifesting. What's the deal with tourists wanting to go near active volcanoes?
Oh,
I want to.
We talked about this when that documentary came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
In New Zealand.
A couple months ago? Yeah. What, you want to go to that?
Yeah, we're doing our honeymoon in Hawaii. I want to go check out the volcanoes.
Ooh, where?
I don't know exactly which islands yet, but we're planning on Hawaii.
In Italy, Mount Etna. I don't want to Namibia.
Mount
Etna is erupting, and tourists are nearby because let's go to Italy. Let's not get pasta. Let's burn our foot.
Oh, my Lord.
This is Mount Etna exploding. So, we have some audio of this, Shyam, I believe.
Whoa, I can see it. It's going up.
It's going right now. Yeah.
I mean, this morning was the most astounding thing I've ever seen in my life.
And look at those jackasses who are there watching it and then have to run away from the lava and the ash.
That is so scary.
Why are they allowed to take people there? That was the biggest thing with that New Zealand documentary, was those people died.
Yeah.
And they were on a guided tour that they paid for.
Yeah, and when it's a guided tour like that, you do think that you're pretty safe. You don't think that those people are putting their life at risk to take you up to see a volcano.
Mm.
It's really scary.
And I feel like I have the most credibility when it comes to talking about this as a biracial kid who's, half Italian. Luckily, I did not get none of the WPS side from my mother. But I feel like this is going volcanoes.
This is WPS
safaris, all day long.
Really?
Going by lions.
Really?
Yeah, because you tend to see a lot more.
You're suggesting that no black tourist would go see an active volcano.
No, I didn't say not no black tourist. I would say that the majority of people on the trip are 75 to 80%.
White people. From America or from everywhere?
Probably from everywhere.
Okay.
And then maybe...
What about the people of Namibia?
Namibia? I bet you on that safari, the majority was 80, 85, 90% because the Namibians probably know we don't go near no lions.
Wiggy, do you consider Elon Musk an African American?
Oh, is he half? Is he half black?
He's from Africa.
He's from South Africa.
Oh, well, yeah. Then he would be. Yeah, he'd be an African, right?
Wow.
He would be African American. He'd be strictly African, right?
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
So, did those people survive? The ones who were there? It seems like they did, but
yeah. Well, if there's video, just, right? They probably did.
That's ridiculous. Like, there were people in that. What's the name of that documentary on Netflix? Anybody remember it?
I know we watched it.
It's worth a watch. But there was a couple that were there on their honeymoon, and they were both burned over 90% of their body.
The volcano.
The volcano, that's what it's called. Watch it.
And what we just saw, Etna, no injuries or fatalities have been reported. That's...
What is it about a volcano that makes you want to see it?
Well,
ask Chime.
I don't. Are you hoping that it's going to erupt while you're there? I mean, that's the only reason to go. Otherwise, you're just looking into a crevasse.
Yeah, no. I think seeing a volcano would be cool. I'm interested
by volcanoes.
But you're not
seeing the active volcano. You're just seeing where the volcano was.
It's yeah, unless you're like in a helicopter, kind of going around it as well. You could see the active volcano.
If you go visit one that's not erupting, you're like, oh look. That's a bunch of rocks where a volcano came out.
Yeah, but
once.
There could be like lava. Aren't there like along the sides of a volcano? Aren't there small like craters where there can be lava and such?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bubbling brook, if you will. Are you going to do it from a helicopter then?
I mean, I think doing it from a helicopter would be awesome and probably ideal because then, you know, I don't have to ever try and outrun lava because Lord knows me running would be a terrible decision.
The helicopters in Hawaii are insane. It's like $2,000.
Damn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's for the honeymoon. It's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't trust helicopters.
Me neither.
Too many helicopter crashes in the past couple of months.
Says every new married couple, by the way. It's a once in a lifetime thing. All right. Well, for those asking about the volcano.
Did the man die? He did.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Shime. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.